live from the Civic Media Studios and featuring TV and radio broadcast veteran John Mino, along with the City of Green Bay's longest-serving mayor, Jim Schmidt. This is Mino and the Mayor.
Begin the day with a friendly voice, a companion unobtrusive.
And here are your hosts, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back. Hour number two of Mino and the Mayor. This segment brought to you by Pella Windows and Doors of Wisconsin. Jim, we talk all the time about the best money back for your
windows and doors. But
windows and doors.
But it was we had some
ROI.
Realtors on. But we had the realtors on that were talking about what people are focusing on. And, you know, there's everything runs in like, you know, everybody did this in their kitchen. Everybody did this. Front doors are becoming a big deal.
And
it's
windows.
Like the welcome right. mat, doors yeah. and windows, and people are judging that. The realtors say that people look at that first. And, you know, we went with Pella for everything, windows, doors.
Indiana said black
yeah.
is the hot color right now.
Which is
yeah,
our door.
Very cool.
But anyway, that's a great company. What I like about Pella, as I told you, is they come in with the laptop and then they show you 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 different doors. It's like, okay, because sometimes you visualize it and you see it in the showroom floor. And you put it in, it's like, it's not what I thought I had in mind. So anyway, they really show it in your house, on your house, and then you can decide if you want it. And they have, do they still have some great financing
packages?
Great deal.
Zero interest for up to 60 months with no money down. That's incredible.
Did not have that when I bought mine.
PellaWI.com today. Who's our special guest?
Yeah, we had the Flukies on here. They're the ones who wrote that book. We kind of followed them a little bit when they went out to New York and on cycling. And, we have with us Tom Murphy. Now, there was a Tom Murphy who was quite famous writer.
Quite a few, yeah.
Oh, there's quite a few Tom Murphys?
Okay. That's a very common name, yeah.
All right. He wrote for the News Chronicle and then the Press Gazette. Remember him, Johnny?
Yeah, absolutely.
Little pencil in his ear.
Absolutely.
Anyway, this Tom Murphy is a trustee with the Village of Bellevue. And trustees have a lot of responsibilities. You're looking at the budget. You're looking at public safety. But you've kind of leaned in a little bit more to this pedestrian cyclist thing. And I think that's really important. So you have an interest, you're a biker?
Yeah, it's definitely an issue that's important to me. You know, I ride a bike quite a bit. Actually, we had a board meeting last night, so I frequently ride to those board meetings just to practice what I preach and, you know, walk the walk, so to speak. And we were talking about the weather a little bit before.
Yeah.
You know, yeah, this warm weather, it's great biking weather.
Yeah. There's a couple things that go into this. One is having places to bike, right? Getting connectivity. How is there a countywide program, or do you focus more on the Village of Bellevue?
So yeah, we're focused on the Village of Bellevue, but we do work with Brown County. We're actually updating our bicycle and pedestrian plan right now, and that's facilitated through Brown County. So we try to cooperate with, you know, different municipalities as well. You want that connectivity so you can get the different useful destinations as well, right?
Well, when it comes to cycling, you talk about pedestrian and cyclist safety, kind of two different things. So tell us how you're doing with the pedestrian part first.
Sure. So we've had a lot of good progress out in Bellevue. If we look back over the last couple of years, we've reconstructed a lot of roads and have taken that opportunity to add sidewalks. We've added some crosswalks. Really cool thing that we did just this year. We had some concerns about, you know, we had some crosswalks that weren't painted, didn't have some of those lines that increased that visibility. There was one right outside of McCullough School, kind of wedged between DeBrew Park. That's been there for 25 years, and we just got it painted this year.
Right? Oh, wow.
So that's a problem that's been festering for a long time. It's fixed now. It's so much better.
It's an easy fix.
It is. It is in the long run, right? It's not a huge amount.
Yeah.
So,
and when you talk about, you really, when you sell your community, and you've got a lot going for you out there, but you want to have a walkable community, safety. And people need to walk. Yeah. We talk about health on here. We don't practice it, but you're looking at us and looking at you. You obviously do. The Surgeon General, you know, for the United States, said if you could write one prescription, you know, with all the pharma out there and all the drugs and everything, if I could write one prescription, it would be to walk 30 minutes a day.
Right. It's such an easy thing to do, and, you know, such a great thing to do for health as well. And, you know, as municipalities, we need to help facilitate that, right?
We have to have, if you're going to promote walking, you got to make it walkable.
Right.
You know, and there's been some not good things that have happened on where there's no sidewalks, people on the highway, and you had a terrible incident out there one time. So I'm glad you're. Is it hard
making
to get,
this a priority?
Is it hard to get that through? Because some of, is it the older guys or why?
We,
I'm not talking just about Bellevue. I'm talking about, you know, the whole country.
Yeah, no. I mean, everything's about finding that right balance, right? We do a lot of different community surveys. We updated our comprehensive plan the other year. And that's you see that in the feedback all the time. Hey, it would be great if we'd have a sidewalk here. It'd be great if we had a beacon or a crosswalk over here. So I think the demand from residents is definitely there. And it's just, again, it's like everything else. You got to balance the needs and the wants and what can we afford and when can we realistically get from point A to point B.
Okay, so I got to ask you this one for downtown Green Bay thing. And I don't know if you'd be the same, but if you're downtown in an area like this, are you supposed to be on the street or on the sidewalk?
Street.
Okay. Because when I
walk
mean,
what is it about, right? Am I bicyclists on sidewalks?
Bicyclists are supposed to be on the street or bike lane.
Okay. Yep. Or bike.
I mean, right. And it depends on.
I just want to say, when I walked, I did one block around here and five bikes come up behind me. Nobody said a word. They just buzzed by me on the sidewalk.
Yeah. That's why we have these, they're called Cheryl Lanes, but we have, on Washington, there's.
They don't use them.
Well, and that speaks to probably the problem, right? If folks aren't using those bike lanes and aren't on the road where they're technically supposed to be.
Right.
I mean, that tells you something, right?
Right.
So that's, we got to keep working on that as a municipality to, it's education, but it's also having the structure there to use. You know, the Fox River Trail, I was on the county board when we put that in. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's, no one's going to use it, or if they use it, it's going to be dangerous. I mean, that's the most used trail, I think, in the state of Wisconsin per capita. And
why would it be dangerous?
Bad stuff happening on the trail.
Oh,
that kind of
gotcha.
Stuff. People, it was just scare tactics.
Getting tickets.
Wow.
Oh, you learned, you're a listener.
Wow. Wow.
Getting tickets,
wow.
Yes.
Wow, thanks a lot, Tom. Tom gets the bell.
On your trail, do you charge?
So we don't have anything we don't have any charges in Bellevue. We've got lots of different bike lanes. A good portion of the East River Trail goes through Bellevue as well. We connect with Green Isle Park there.
Yeah. I don't know. They got that sales tax that pulls in, $26 million a year. They get charges $20 to use a trail. I mean, that's crazy. I mean, if you want to promote health, let people use the trail, right? Don't charge them for that. I mean, that's crazy. But whatever. I'm glad Bellevue is – and what's the connectivity, right? I mean, you're the right place. I like going there. You can bike kind of that whole neck of the woods. That's right. That's a great oasis.
Yeah, there's that nice multi-use path along Alloway Avenue.
That's awesome.
There,
and
I use that all the time. That's kind of my main route out of Bellevue most of the time.
All right.
But going up the hill's a little tough.
It can be.
All hills are a little bit tough. I think my next thing's going to be one of those bikes with the motor on it.
E-bikes are a wonderful thing.
I bet. I want to try one.
Do you like those e-bikes?
I've got one, yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Those things, you can get, 40? How fast can you go on that?
Legally, 28.
That's so specific.
That's what I meant, 28.
Yes. So East River Trail, does that pretty much end at the right place?
No, it continues all the way into Green Bay. Yeah, right into downtown. Right.
So we're, for this one, the Fox River Trail here, how far does that go north? Or does it end right behind us here?
That kind of connects right up to the East River Trail right by...
You got to cross the street.
Yeah, WPS properties.
Right. Oh, okay.
Kind of loops around a little bit.
Oh. It is. There is a plan.
Mm-hmm. That would be a cool loop. I didn't know that.
It is. That's pretty good connection there.
Wow.
So are you seeing people... that being a priority for people living in your village?
Absolutely, especially this last year or two. I've seen so many people out riding around, especially with, the advent of e-bikes. And I'll see people of all ages. I've seen a lot of, slightly older folks out, using the bike lanes, riding around on the e-bikes. It's wonderful, absolutely wonderful to see.
Would we be considered slightly old or old?
He's kind of looking at us. We like being called. Slightly old. I like.
I'm going with that.
I like what Tom said. Okay, if somebody calls us old,
am I old? You go slightly.
Trusty Tom said we're slightly old.
Yeah.
We're gonna go
voted into office.
Vintage. Vintage.
Yeah. Vintage is a very good word.
You're a trustee. What else is going on in Bellevue? I mean, Costco's a draw. And it's great that you have the club wash right next to that, because I've been a member of that since.
Sure. Yeah. There are lots of growth out in Bellevue, especially in that GV corridor.
Yeah.
There's been businesses coming in left and right. Capital Credit Union just did a groundbreaking ceremony last week on, I think they said it was their first new branch in 14 years, something like that.
Oh, nice. Wow.
Is there some kind of a hospital, emergency hospital or something there now?
There is, yeah.
Okay. Yep. I just noticed that the other day.
That's a feeder or what? Tell me, do you know much about it? Or you're going to have to ask, if you don't know, we can move on.
But, yeah, I mean, that's their private
entity.
It's a private entity.
Okay. That's okay. Who we're talking about.
Got it. Didn't know.
But great addition to the community. Yeah.
And how about housing? We hear all the time about lack of housing and affordable housing. And what's going on in building out in Bellevue?
Recently, we've approved several new subdivisions. We actually had a board meeting last night. A new kind of on the southern portion of Bellevue, kind of getting towards Ledgeview, Bower Creek Road. There was a proposal for a new 93 lot subdivision.
That's a lot of housing.
But cool thing about that one is, awesome. A lot of the smaller lots, right? More affordable.
Right.
Which, that as well, right? You build some of these uses a little bit closer together. That lends itself to walking and biking. Now you can get somewhere because you don't have everything way spread out, right?
Absolutely. Well, at least you got room. You're not landlocked.
No.
As much as some communities. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah.
Like Alloway. But that conservation by design is, smaller lots, yet access to trails and sidewalks. That's
right.
And that's what we need to do because we need housing here. And are those single family homes? Those 93?
Those ones are, yeah. Yeah.
Wow.
Yep. So a little bit smaller, like 1,200, but
look, that's fine.
That's perfect for a starter family.
And maybe affordable with still the parent, maybe you have to borrow a little bit from your parents, but I mean, I'm glad you're doing that. I just think we lack that starter home. And if they're brand new, then you're not going to have that $10,000 maintenance bill coming up. This is great what you're doing out there. And thank you for, we need to be upper status from bronze to silver to a gold place for biking. And that can happen.
Yeah, we're absolutely getting there, and we've got a lot of projects coming up in our 5-year capital improvement plan. We're doing some great work, with daylighting intersections.
That doesn't happen without leadership, so thanks for taking the lead on that. And I think that's cool that you take your bike to this trustee meetings because you remind everybody, here comes the bike guy.
Gotta walk the
walk. You did that once, didn't you? Thank you very much, Tom Murphy, Village of Bellevue, trustee,
thanks, Tom.
Pedestrian, cyclist, safety enthusiast. Back after this.
Bound by wild desire, I fell into a ring of fire. I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher. And it burns, 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 the ring of fire. The ring of fire.
Hey, welcome back. Mind of the Mayor on Johnny Cash Day, our self-proclaimed Johnny Cash Day.
Our day.
Who died in this date in 2003. Todd, we were talking a little bit earlier about Beyonce and, being snubbed, as they say it, for the CMAs or whatever.
Yeah.
But what was I just going to talk about? I just forgot, lost my train of thought.
Johnny Cash?
Beyonce, Johnny Cash.
No, CMAs.
I just honest to God.
Did she like to bike? Because we just had Tom Murphy on here talking about bicycles.
I'm not even. Oh no, I noticed what Johnny Cash. We're talking about Beyonce trying to do country now.
Yep, right.
Yep, okay.
Yep.
Do you remember when Johnny Cash did like the Stone Temple Pilots song?
Oh my gosh, Hurt.
Yes.
Yes. Really good.
Really, really good. But like bizarre. This is Johnny Cash.
Yeah. No, those last couple of albums are some of my favorites of his because they're really raw.
Raw.
His voice, is a little weak, and it's some of it is just like a piano or a guitar. Yeah. That's it.
Have you ever heard it?
It wasn't good.
I hurt myself today. Yeah.
Was it country?
No. He took a bunch of different genres and performed it his own way. And man, I'll tell you what. It's some of the best. A lot of people that are younger than us, that's what they think of when they think Johnny Cash.
Yeah.
Wow.
And you talk about somebody that was snubbed. I remember in, not Rolling Stone, but one of the big trade magazines. Remember, people would get it every week, whatever.
Yep.
And he took out a full-page ad, flipping the bird to the whole industry.
Yep.
Because, this one, Garth Brooks and the younger, were coming in. And they wouldn't play his music. Yeah. And he's like, after everything I did for you guys, now you won't even, you know, play my music. And that's one of the reasons then he decided to try something else too.
Remember when Pat Boone tried something else?
Yeah.
What did he try? Did he try rock?
Wasn't it?
I don't know. Oh, did he?
Pat Boone, he was at the Carlton. Right?
Okay.
And he, is Pat Boone the guy that, no, that was Mel Tillis. Pat Boone with the leather vest. Maybe it was rock. He tried to, and then he went back. Because it's like, you know, come on. You've made a lot of money. You know, tend to your knitting.
I can't picture him doing rock.
Yeah.
Really? Okay. Take your word for it.
Or Todd. Can,
well, I mean, there are recordings of him trying to do Tutti Frutti and stuff like that.
Oh, really?
That. Yeah.
All right.
So, anyway.
Another memorable line. Do you guys remember when Pat Boone tried to do rock? Of course we. Doesn't everybody remember that? Come on.
You kind of, so when you said, yeah, I do, I really thought you were being serious.
Yeah,
so,
no.
I know you. That's
Debbie shady. Boone, when I first went to Arizona State, Debbie Boone had the number one song in the nation. You Light Up My Life.
Oh, okay. Yeah, let's leave it at that. All right. What else?
What?
I didn't want you to start singing it. I like that song.
I don't sing women's songs. I only do guys' songs.
Okay.
Yeah. Except Helen Reddy, I Am Woman. That's the only one.
Didn't you do some Crystal Gale one time?
Lulu.
Oh, you do this one with Boo Boo?
Lulu!
Oh, yeah, whatever.
Boo Boo. Come on. Why do you have such a thing against her?
It's not her, it's you.
Those schoolgirl days.
Todd, why are you doing
one
this
one of the
to
all-time
me?
Great songs right here.
Yeah, this is.
Have you ever seen the movie?
Well, of course.
Oh,
everybody has.
All right. Yeah. All right.
So we got a text earlier.
Yeah.
And the texter said, John, I could do this. Jim, please don't. John proceeds to start singing. I love it.
Yeah, that's right. Fine. Okay. When you were talking about when you were in office type things, okay? Because you always quiz these guys pretty good about.
Just curious.
Different things. Who really, like, if there's any, who really calls the shots?
That's
because, like,
that's
he was talking about he was in meetings last night till 1:30 or something like that.
Yeah.
Who really calls the shots?
You know, it depends. There was an article in The Atlantic one time talking about, you know, what makes a city work. And they talked about, do you have micro, this is a while ago. I used to say the state of the city. Do you have microbreweries? Do you have, like he was talking about, pedestrian bike lanes. But one of the questions was, who runs the city?
That's what I mean.
And sometimes it's the chamber.
Okay.
Don't kid yourself. It's not always the elected, highest elected.
Okay.
You know, just, there's people, like you look back in this city. I mean, does Jake Rose come to mind at all?
Sure.
Right?
Yeah.
And when we had Mary Jane Herber on this show, or she was on my show, we talked about, because I do this, I interview politicians, but I always once a month do Green Bay's Greatest. And it can be a person or it can be, like the Northern Hotel, you know, Bob Atwell is going to be coming on to talk about, you know, he's, I think, one of Green Bay's greatest, but it depends, John. It sometimes you get a guy like Daly. I mean,
right.
Right?
Right. Okay. That's what I was just wondering, you know, because
but like in Bellevue, you know, I don't really know. I know they're a guy who's on their parks committee. I really don't know if they. Or maybe they just all really get along. But if you're there till 1 o'clock, I'm not sure somebody's there.
But that's what I mean. I mean,
a small village, like it was 12, 13,000 people, and they're there till 1 o'clock. But he said it's budget time. And
but so what was it like for some of those meetings you'd be going into? Did you go in with, I'm going to try to be nice, I'm going to try to be whatever? Or did you go ready, looking for a fight?
We always said a prayer before the meeting.
Okay.
And then some of these meetings just it went to a bloodbath. And I went and saw my pastor over at the cathedral, and you know, are we being disingenuous? I mean, it's not working, you know? And then he had a suggestion where we kind of held hands. I'm like,
oh, yeah, that ain't going to happen.
That's kind of what I said.
That ain't going to happen. Yep. Yep, yep, yep.
So anyway, we kept doing that. I don't know what they do now, but.
What did the doc say? He said, you're going to die.
Right? That's a great analogy. I went back. We ain't going to do that. We're all going to die.
Yep.
So, but no, you want those meetings. And, you know, you've seen that. It's even, believe it or not, I don't know about the city council. I don't follow that too much anymore. The meetings, I follow what they're not doing. But there's just a lot of like, fighting.
Yeah. That's what I mean.
And the United States, you know,
but that's what I mean. Did you go in with an open mind and you'd get horked off, or did you kind of go in sporting for the fight?
Oh, come on, John.
I know the answer to that.
Hey, John, I gave a State of the City one time, and I was like in the middle of all that stuff and talking about projects. Projects are hard to get done. It's roller coaster, city deck, driver, everything is. Even automated garbage pickup, which you think, well, everybody's going to support that. It's just, but I in that speech, and that was like heap and binders, and I have all of those, and it's written in big font.
Yeah,
you know,
yeah. That's
you
the best.
It's best. You got to turn the pages.
I know.
It's 45
I know.
Minutes. But
I know.
One of the lines in there is, I like to go all nine rounds. So
okay. We'll just go with that.
That's what it was. So I.
You know, speaking of which, though, I got a little nervous last night when I got to read all the biographies and everything at the banquet. And there wasn't a little light on top of the podium. And but there was lucky that they kept the big screen on behind me on the stage and all those trees were lit up and everything.
Oh.
So I did, because I've been to where I'm, and it's like, oh my gosh, I can't see what I have to read.
And then when you had to read the Optimist Oath at the end.
Yeah.
You're like, can somebody else read this on my glass? Anyway, yeah, it's.
Did people follow along with me on that?
Yeah.
Okay.
We all had it on our table. So.
Oh, all right.
But when it comes to these, like, I would have talked to him more, but he had to get going. I wonder if their meetings are, you know, contentious, because they can be. And some people go in there with, this is.
Right.
I've had a couple drinks and, you know, this is my night. So, but I think it's a little bit better.
People would go into those meetings with a couple of drinks?
Oh, we had one guy, the chief had to go and say, look, you come like. You come
really?
You're not coming back. Oh yeah.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah.
Those things were televised too, weren't they?
Yeah. But then they stopped televising it, and I think that's because some of the players changed. And the guy goes, they just watched it to see the car crash.
Oh,
you know, they
didn't.
They don't
just
they want to learn anything.
Yeah.
They just want to see the fight. Yeah. Anyway, it was great.
I don't care about that millage.
I loved it. So
all right, Johnny Cash Day with Mido and the Mayor. We're going to be talking with Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality. We're going to talk with Ben Erickson, artist with his show coming up in Neenah. We might be talking to Cody about his Sloppy Hog event tonight. Back after this. Heard of red-eyed cows he saw
plowing through the ragged sky. W or Oshkosh Air Support. And see the entire show unfold right before your eyes. Now, back to Mino and the Mayor, John Mino and Jim Schmidt.
Hey, thank you very much. Welcome back, Mino and the Mayor, on a gorgeous Thursday. Tell you what, 87?
Yeah.
That's unbelievable.
Tomorrow, the weekend's going to be great. And then, you know, we're going to have awesome weather for the game, too.
Fantastic.
Ticket prices are down about 30, 40 bucks because Mr. Love may not play.
Yeah. How low did they get?
176.
Okay.
You there?
Yeah. Yeah. Hang on a second. Go ahead and call Todd.
What are you doing?
Whatever it is.
I thought you were placing your bet already.
Oh, no.
You gotta do that.
No, so did you find out? Did you get the gambling thing? What's the over-under?
No, I'm going to do that this afternoon.
Okay.
But we talked yesterday. You are going with the under because early in the season.
Yeah, new quarterback, whole thing.
But I said to you, if it's under 39, if it's 39 or less, I'm going with the over.
Yeah. So you and I should just bet instead of going all the way out to the casino. I mean, it's like voting, husband and wife voting, and each one knows they're going to cancel each other out.
However, I have to go to the casino because I have to pick up my winnings from last week.
Oh!
You got 60 days to do it, but I'm going.
That's got to be the best feeling in the world
when
they hand it over to you, huh?
Yep, it's cash. I don't need this credit
stuff. So I would have gotten 0-2 last week.
Yeah.
So I was going to take the Packers and the under.
Yeah, well, I lost on the Packers, but I made it
okay.
up on that.
So. We got Cody on.
Yep.
Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
Hey, Cody.
Oh, it's been a long night, but good.
What time did you start cooking?
2 o'clock yesterday.
Wow. Explain what you do and where you're going to be and how people can taste your phenomenal stuff, Cody.
So this evening, I'll be at the Howard Commons, and I just ran 38 pounds of brisket and then another 48 pounds of pork shoulder.
That's awesome. That Howard Commons, but that's catching fire over there. I mean, they had some events. Is there music there tonight? What's going on? I mean, I know you're going to be there.
Yep, they have a band tonight. I think it's from 5 till 8 or 9.
Great. And you've got the best brisket barbecue. And you bring your dog?
I don't bring them down to Howard just because of how fast I got to move.
Right.
It's just too quick of an environment for them.
Talk about your business, Cody, if you don't mind. A little bit of your background and your business.
So, 13-year veteran, started barbecue to help with my mental health as a, I'll do it here and there. And then everybody started asking, so I started a business this year. And it has taken off way, way faster than I anticipated. This week alone in brisket, I'm looking at 140 pounds going across the grate for the whole week.
That's great.
And that's only 4 days of serving.
Wow.
And the name of your company is?
Sloppy Hog Barbecue.
Cool. And the does the money go to you? Does the money go to some to help other people in military? Or this is helping you? You said that. That's
paying the bills, huh, Cody?
Yep, it's paying the bills. And then some of it I donate back to Wisconsin Guardian Foundation to help pay for service dogs for veterans and first responders and police officers.
Right. And just talk about your dog a little bit.
I got him in November. He's a 4-year-old Belgian Malinois. And,
he's your partner.
He keeps me in check.
That's outstanding.
Yeah. That's a great dog. Yeah. You brought him in here one time.
Yep.
Tonight you're at the Commons in Howard. Anything else on the docket?
I'll be back in Howard on the 26th and 28th.
Awesome. When you go to Howard, you drive right by our studio.
Yeah, we haven't tasted your stuff yet, Cody. Yeah,
come on.
We haven't actually tasted it.
You're up in Door County.
People think we're lying when we talk about how great your place is.
I know. Well, I keep letting you know, John, and you're always so busy.
We're gonna hook up, my friend. Very proud of you, Cody. This is a great thing you've got going on, and all the things that you have done for our veterans in your tremendous career in the military. All the respect in the world for you, buddy. And whatever we can do to help this thing keep going along, you got a free open radio wave here, okay?
All right. Thank you.
We'll see you tonight.
See you tonight, Cody. Howard Commons, that's fantastic. Love the young entrepreneurs.
I love the young entrepreneur, like he's doing, but look at what that's doing for him. It's like you said, it's paying the bills, but it's also good therapy for him.
No question.
You know, we worry about, it's 22, we had suicides that go on, and there's just some people really struggle. And to have a business that you can make a little bit of money, plus it's good therapy. People who garden, right? I mean, they say if you got a library and a garden, you're set. I'll
just take the library, not a garden person. A garden person. My dad was the greatest garden person I've ever seen. I am not a garden person.
No, this is
what... The time I bought my new, a really nice SUV from Broadway back at the time, Casey Keene, Jeep Cherokee Sport.
That's nice.
Jeep Cherokee Sport. And as I go, it's awesome because now I can haul stuff and everything. So we're going to put in a garden. Okay. Mm-hmm. Put in a garden, got the whole thing going. We need some good soil, some good, black soil for the flower beds and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah.
So I put a tarp down in the back of my thing.
Good.
And I went to Willems.
Yeah.
And he said, I'll send some. I said, I can load it up myself. Not a problem. So I load it all. I'm feeling agriculturish.
Right.
You know what I mean?
I'm feeling it.
Load it all up and bring it around to the thing. The guy looks, he goes, they got the slip wrong. I go, what do you mean? He goes, it says you wanted black dirt. I said, yeah, I filled it up myself. He goes, okay, that's manure.
What'd you say?
That was manure.
Did you keep it, though? That's good fertilizer.
No, I went ahead and unload the whole thing and get the bland dirt. Yeah.
No, John.
So I'm not real farmer-esque.
But no, here's
that. That's the one. Who is it that comes in? Is it Melanie from UW Green Bay, and she also farms?
Yes.
Yes.
But no, yeah, I'm going to get back to this. You know, if you have a library and a garden, you're set for life. The garden isn't the garden. There's more to it than getting outside and getting a little exercise. It's the whole planting, raising things,
being
part of that. So I'm saying you can start a garden anytime, right? I told you my mom, about 90 years old, we got her one of those stand up flower bed things.
Yeah, I did that for my mom too.
All right. So you should garden is what you do. Read the library you've got.
I don't know. I wouldn't know how to grow stuff. That's the honest to God truth. Get dirt to put in a seed.
No, you can get one of those. They're only 2 feet. Stand up things.
Yeah.
Go get one of those. Put it on your deck.
Okay. Trying to make you live longer, healthier.
You're the one.
Are you saying something? Your mic's not on. No. You hear him? No.
Now you're hearing me?
Oh, yes. Now we got you.
All right, that's weird. I found something online for you. Growing, and you always talking about mushrooms?
Yes.
You can buy these totes now. And you put the dirt in, all that, and they've got everything you need.
Perfect.
Really?
Yeah, and it's smaller than the size of this desk. You can definitely put it out there.
On this deck.
Yeah.
That would fit. Okay. And there you go. So it's you're growing mushrooms.
Well, I need to. Okay, here. Okay.
I think that, Todd, you could have given him another, because you're on the clock for, what did we say, 9 years? So this could bring you out
to
10.
Here's the deal. I need to know if I need to get my mushrooms planted before the snow flies. Is it too late to plant the mushrooms in the logs I'm going to be planting in up in the UP?
Give up on that log thing.
I'm not giving up on that log thing. You give up your dreams then. Go ahead.
My dreams are... Okay.
Yeah.
His dreams are dead years ago, right?
I'm not giving up on that. My log thing. I got to talk to that guy, though, in Peshtigo.
Yeah.
Who runs the Okay, yeah. You're going to be so jealous of me next year.
I hope I am.
When I bring these bags of dried, sun-dried mushrooms.
I'll act like I'm jealous, but
deep down, you'll be so impressed.
I probably will be. I am not. No, I love it when a small business does really, really well.
Yeah.
I don't be like, oh, I wish I would have done that, because I did do that. And I would. I hope you're very successful. I'm not going to give you any money, but.
Why don't you come make any money?
Because I don't think, I hope it's successful, Johnny.
It will be.
Yeah.
I might need, though, here's what I might need. I might need somebody to sell them for me at, like, a farmer's market. Do you know what I mean? Because isn't there, a waiting list?
Do you realize how many great ideas and products are in people's garages or in their basement? That's called marketing. Getting it.
But you can't get a spot. About that. Nikki, our new compadre, says, Mino needs to use a coaster before he gets a container garden. Nikki said, give me a coaster.
Okay. This is what I want to do. Nikki is awesome. She's our new sales executive here, and she came in like a great salesperson and gave us a gift.
Very nice gift.
And
leather coasters.
She gave us six.
Yep.
I'm going to give you three.
Okay.
And I'm going to take three because I don't want you to ruin all six.
I won't. I'm going to leave them here for Michael. That sounded like something Murphy would say.
Yeah.
That totally sounded like something Murphy would say. Yeah, it did. It really and truly did. Nikki, I'm using a coaster now.
Yes.
All right. I don't think I've ever used a coaster in my life. Did you grow up with coasters?
Yes.
You did not. You get 10 kids and everybody's using a coaster?
No, we did not. When people came over. We had coasters.
If we didn't use coasters.
What's that?
If we didn't use coasters in my house.
Oh, really?
My mom.
Right.
Really?
Because okay. I don't. They probably didn't have a lot of Formica.
Yeah.
You got to use a coaster.
Okay.
And there's cool coasters. You must have a ton of coasters. Did you get them as gifts?
No.
When you talked?
No.
People didn't.
Okay, Jim. Now you got to go back in your garage, find some old coasters that somebody gave you, and that's got to go to Johnny.
Yeah.
UWGB give you coasters.
Those ones are nice. The ones we got at the steak fry this year.
Steak fry coasters.
Yeah. No, I don't think anybody's ever given me coasters.
Blue box of four.
No.
Open up the box.
I don't have there. Nobody's given me a coaster. I don't know what's wrong with me, but nobody will ever give me a coaster.
He drinks right out of the tap. Why waste a coaster? So
hey, coaster.
Yeah. Would have guessed that somebody would have given you a box or two of coasters in your time.
All right.
Okay. No. I will try to find. God, you're really making me think about where a lot of this stuff is.
You got to find some of your letters.
You got to.
You got to.
Good and bad.
Yes.
Good and bad.
Yes.
And we'll do one a week.
Yes.
Forever.
Yes. Yes. We'll do that. Yeah.
I think that would be fun. Okay. I think I would, enjoy that because I, like I said, I threw him in the box for when I'm on the beach someday and I'm not there yet. So
listening to Meet the Press on podcast.
Yet this one here. I bet the mushroom on the log thing will happen right after y'all bike to Wausau. Okay. Don't give up on your dreams, Johnny.
Love that. Thank listener.
You. Thank
right.
you very much.
That is okay. That's kind of
I'm
what
not
I was
giving
thinking.
Up on any of my dreams.
No, don't. That keeps you going.
Yes.
It's when you give up on your dreams
that's just
the
over
beginning
then.
Of the end.
Yes.
So no.
Absolutely.
Keep dreaming there, Johnny.
Yes. Okay. To dream the impossible. I will say this, though. You're right. When I read about stuff like that, it's like one of the things that keep people mentally sharp is by, you know, always having something they want to accomplish.
Oh, yeah.
So.
And yeah. when you get to be your age, our age, I guess, grandkids can be that dream.
Yeah.
To watch them grow up. I want to see them get married and all that kind of stuff.
Absolutely.
Hey, this weekend, great weather. Yes. And you said you're not. You are going to the game or you're not?
Not.
So in the paper, and I think a lot of people have gone to Packer games. However, there still are some people who haven't.
All of them, yeah.
And they had in the paper just some reminders. I think we should just give our listeners a couple reminders. So it talks about the weather forecast, how great that's going to be, and the Colts. But some stuff that is pretty cool is, do you know what time the stadium opens? Everybody gets there so early, and then you... You can't get in. So
is it 2 hours before kickoff?
Well, no, the parking lot opens at 8.
Right, but to get into the stadium.
10. You're right.
2 hours.
Right.
Yeah.
2 hours to walk in, but you can go tailgate from 8 to 10.
Yeah.
And then you can go into the stadium at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
So does everybody know that?
I don't know.
Okay. And then the activities start at 8:30 over at the Titletown area.
Okay.
And that goes till noon. There's a band.
All right.
Which would be cool, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
I think they want you there. And, of course, we want to support the bars, too, and the restaurants in Green Bay. But, you know, if you just want to go to Lambeau, park your car, there's entertainment going on at 8:30. That's going to be cool.
This is Johnny Cash. Today, when he went modern.
To see I don't like this.
It's better than you think. When it really gets going and the video that comes with it is really something. It's, isn't it, though, Todd? It's,
I love it.
Yeah. The only thing. Hey, when we come back, we're going to talk a little bit about Airbnbs and the draft and all those kind of things with Michael Friedman. We have Ben Erickson coming up to talk about a big art show coming up back after this. Sting upon my liar's chair, full of broken thoughts, I cannot repair. Welcome back. Mine on the Mayor on Johnny Cash Day. This is the this is the modern stuff.
This is way too slow. I like Jailhouse Rock. You know, I want a little bit more pace.
Well, that's Elvis. But
yes. Yeah. No, you're Jen Rod.
love Johnny Cash. Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Sorry.
Okay. That's all right. That's all right. Talk about the Packer game, of course, Sunday.
Yes.
Talking about the tailgating and things like that. All those kinds of things.
Mm-hmm.
Do you have any prices on what things are going to be in the stadium this year?
Parking is $50.
50 in the lot?
50.
Yeah.
Okay. Yes.
Okay. What are people charging on the lawns or the parking lots? Or driveways rather. I don't know. What?
I was just saying I'm going up.
You're going up.
Yeah.
What do you mean you're going up?
I got property over there.
Oh!
What am I missing here? There's some sort of weird. What?
He wants me to do a little. He wants me to do a little research.
So I will. I asked him what people are getting for parking over there.
Right.
He's reluctant to say because I forgot he had property over there and he raised the price.
Oh.
So he's reluctant to say, "Oh, yeah, okay."
Anyway, because it's getting tighter and tighter because
not everything is about making a dollar.
No,
check,
of course,
right?
It shouldn't be.
Yeah, I did.
It shouldn't
I,
be.
I'll one of these shows. I'm going to tell you where that money goes.
Okay. All righty. One of these shows. Yeah. Which charity that goes to?
Yeah.
Huh?
So right. Yeah. Right. Anyway.
Okay.
No. And then halftime is going to be fun this year. They got the quarterback thing. Yeah, I know they have that every year, but that's cool.
High school kids. Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, opening day is always something special. Yeah. I mean, it just really and truly is.
It is.
And. If Jordan Love was that quarterback this week, I'd say they're going to beat the Colts without any problems. But I know nothing about this guy that's going to be starting at quarterback.
No, are you sure he's not playing?
Jordan Love?
Yeah.
Where'd you hear that?
I'm asking you.
I've never heard that. Have you, Todd?
Well, I saw some reports that he was going to try and be back this week, but I haven't heard anything
I heard that
beyond
a few
that.
Days ago.
Yeah.
Well, there's a chance he's going to play.
Okay.
Which is going to affect our betting. Because if it's a game day decision.
Yeah, but if he's really hobbled, too, I know.
Don't rush back.
No, no, that's take your time.
Get well. Get well.
Absolutely. Home game against
we're at the bottom of the division.
Kind of a bad team.
We're at the bottom of the division. We got to win this one. So if you're hurt or not, just don't take that cortisone. What is that stuff? They're sticking the needle and go play.
Do you ever have that? I had that one time.
No, that's because that's a one. I told you about my elbow thing. I just want to say that cortisone, right?
Or morphine. I had one of the two.
Ooh, well, you know the difference.
Yeah, there's a difference.
Okay, it's when I had that.
Was it legal?
Yeah.
Okay.
In the doctor's office.
Could have been cortisone.
When it was in the, I had that injury from a sensitive.
Groin?
Yeah. Okay. It was all twisted up and whatever, whatever.
They gave you morphine for that?
Yeah.
Wow.
I think it was morphine because the pain went right away.
Oh, yeah. Then it's morphine.
It disappeared.
Cortisone wouldn't do that for you.
Yeah. And cortisone, you got to keep coming back.
I don't know. But I was now I was hurting so bad, a guy had to like carry me in through the emergency room. So I was moaning in so much pain and like screaming. Wow. I go to the doctor's office and I said, you got to give me something for the pain. This is unbelievable. And he's like, oh, just relax, blah, blah, blah. So then he gave me something and I walk out and he goes, because everybody saw me just like, you know, going insane in the pain. And 5 minutes later, I walk out like there's no problem.
You're right. Can I get a case of that?
Yeah, exactly.
I had, did you ever have frozen shoulder?
No.
Have you, Todd?
No.
That's not that labor. Whatever.
No.
Careful.
That frozen shoulder. Frozen shoulder is very, very painful. And really, they haven't really figured out how you get it. But it is unbelievable how painful. And I got that. And so I went to the doctor's office. And he said, go put your hand on the side of the wall and kind of crawl up. And he's like, ooh, boy, that's really bad. And I mean, I couldn't. It took me like a week to get in to see this guy. So he gave me a shot. I could have played basketball.
That's what I mean.
It was unbelievable how, and I'm like.
Just took that pain right away.
Right away. It's gone.
Yeah.
And then I had to do some exercises in it, but I didn't go back. Because you get addicted to that pretty quick.
Well, not if it's cortisone, I don't think. I mean, I don't think cortisone's going to hurt you, is it? I mean, I
but
don't
morphine,
know.
Morphine, though, would.
Yeah, morphine, of course. No question.
I don't know what the guy put in my arm, but I tipped the guy.
grabbed a couple of vials on the way out.
Here, doctor, get you something.
Here, get yourself a little something for the wife.
But it was so quick, which is the
That's
beauty
of
it.
That's what I'm saying. That's exactly
what
I don't
like,
know.
Oh,
I don't know what it was,
tomorrow.
But it was. But there was no like high or anything like that. It just
completely
took the pain away.
Yeah, he told me I could drive back. I mean, I didn't have to get anybody to drive me. I went right back to work.
But when you're talking about that, you know, shoot a guy up with cortisone. That's exactly what they did. I mean, they say Joe Namath was in so much pain, they would drain his knee first, take out all this fluid, and then, you know, stick him with cortisone, stick him at halftime.
Really?
So he's going out there, and his knees were constantly being damaged and damaged and damaged, but they'd shoot him up so bad with cortisone that he didn't feel it until later on that night. And that's one of the reasons he used to just tie it on after the games because he was in so much pain. Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure that was a lot of pain in the NFL. Anyway. But there's if we don't get addicted, there's a lot of good stuff out there.
I know.
You just have some mind blowing quotes today.
Write that one down.
That is true.
There's some really good stuff out there.
It is. I don't know.
Don't listen to him.
Honey,
wow.
It's true, man. Like Ambien, just a lot of stuff. No, I don't think that. I think that's very serious.
Okay, okay.
And he just won't let up.
He won't let go. Didn't you say you did something weird on Ambien?
Yeah, that's an addicting drug.
All right.
What did you do?
He was at something. He was saying, "I had that for lunch."
Oh, that was
no, I wasn't taking. That was strictly alcohol. I didn't mix that with anything. I think those are old stories.
Then at
but
the end
funny.
Of the night, when you were at that sushi place or wherever we was doing that thing, and he said, "A little appreciation," and you said, "Let's give him a round of applause
to the chef." Yeah, that was no. Anyway,
that would have gotten over big. All right.
So we got Michael. Michael's here. I saw him. He's in the lobby. So we're going to talk about the NFL draft. We're going to talk about
renting your house,
whether it's the NFL draft or not.
A little bit about Izzy that we had on yesterday. What happened to him, tried personally vetting his people and everything. So, the timing on this is perfect.
Yeah, this would be great. So
we got to take a quick break. Michael Friedman, Simple Life Hospitality, joins us next.
I had a friend named Bill Camel. He used to rob, steal, and gamble. And on the side he had begged, so he mopped up. I told him he shouldn't do it, and Camel told me he knew it. So he started begging with a bucket instead of a cup. He's in the jailhouse now.
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 Well, Camel plucked his dove when he wore a tuxedo to the country club. He's in the jailhouse now.
He's in the jailhouse now.
Yoga boy. Oh, yoga. I met his old gal, Sadie.